300 people show up, though.
How many?
Despite the rain. 300.
Oh, that was good.
Oh, really? Yeah,
despite the rain.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
We have people coming from Maine.
Really?
For the event. Yeah. It's kind of neat.
Yeah, when I had to pick up the kids at summer camp, and it took me a little while to find them. But there was tons of people all over with their dogs and stuff, and it just seems really neat.
Yeah. Each
I can't see
two organizations partner.
I guess it's recording.
Each organization has $100.
That's good.
Oh, that's neat.
Trevor, are you ready?
Yes, Bobby, you
we got it.
I think we between the two of us, we pushed enough buttons.
Perfect.
And it's starting. It's 6 o'clock on Wednesday, July 25th. I'd like to call the Historic Preservation Committee meeting to order. First order of business is roll call. Fredericks?
Here.
Fowler?
Here.
Mooney?
Here.
Genrich? Not here. Juno?
Here.
Capuchano?
Here.
Rob? Here. The next order of business is to modify or adopt tonight's agenda. Any changes that the committee knows or the Trevor, are you aware of anything? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Number three, approved minutes from July 25th, 2018.
I'd make a motion to adopt.
We have a motion.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Item number four, announcements. Trevor, do you have any announcements for us?
Jim, are you going to mention the brief board?
Yeah.
Okay. None.
Anything from the committee members? Before we go any farther, we have a new member of our committee, Donna Capuchano. Maybe, Donna, you could just introduce yourself.
Sure. Hi, I'm Donna Capuchano. I lived in Alloway now for 3 years, moved here from Michigan. I currently work at Shapo. I've been doing real estate development, currently commercial side, for over 25 years, and I'm excited to be a part of the committee.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome.
You're welcome.
Item number five, public appearances. Anyone wishing to speak, like Jim?
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I got three things to talk about. Number one, I'd like to introduce my brother, Tom O'Rourke. He just purchased the historic pump house on Green Avenue. And they're finishing up the roof today, making it watertight. And if you have some questions for him, you know, he can tell you what's going to be going in there. The long-term plans, immediately they're just going to make it watertight and get it off the condemnation roll. And then they'll be fixing up and doing other things. I'm a realtor, and one of the best historic home sites that we had was Braeburn, which is in Old Alloway, the Murphy Coles Estate. So the Murphy Coles Estate, the house was renovated probably about 15, 20 years ago, very nicely done. But the chauffeur's garage, the carriage house, which is parking for six cars and has a turnaround in there for turning the cars around and that type of thing, and the chauffeur's quarters above the garage, that was foreclosed upon this summer, and it's currently available for sale, and it's in very rough shape, And what I'd like to encourage the committee to do, if anybody wants to see it, take photographs of it, maybe have somebody who might be interested in it. It's about 6,000 square feet, and it's $140,000, and it probably needs $300,000 worth of work. So it needs a lot of work, but it's, I believe at the time it was built, probably one of the largest residential garages in the state, and it's a magnificent parcel. It was the end of the Lumber Barons, the Murphy Coles property, and it's one of the things that was overlooked on our survey because an addition was put onto it. So I'm going to just pass out, here's just the data sheet on it, and there's the original map from the 1930s of what the estate looked like.
Is it residential now?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's a separate tax parcel?
Correct.
So the addition was made to this property?
Just a little bit. The picture that you see on the front, mm-hmm. That was a change, and that should be redone.
So this?
Should. Yeah, so on the back is the entire estate. They bought four very large lots, and then right after World War I. So they bought and consolidated four very large lots with views of the river. And they went all the way down to the river, and there was a tunnel. There's a tunnel that connects the main house with the chauffeur's cottage, so it's technically an attached garage. It's just a very long tunnel underground. And so the tunnel's been walled up. But it's a very interesting parcel. And my fear is that because it needs so much work and it's hard for somebody to see what it needs to be done, that it might be torn down. So it's worth maybe getting photos of the property, and I can talk with the listing agent on that. It's currently owned by a European bank, Deutsche Bank, who's done
some great from the outside. I think it looks good from the outside.
Yeah, so it's built of the same quality, the same craftsmen, same materials as the pump house on Green, same guys. I can tell by going through what's in there, same roof, same everything. And also with the Greiling house on Webster, the Spanish tile and the concrete. So same contractors were in Alloway in the 1920s doing those three buildings. Okay? So that was that. For future projects, maybe 3, 4, 5 years down the line, I'd still like to see Sunlight Park Historic District. That's one of the great early residential suburbs subdivisions. So I'd like to see, after we get done with this round of nominations, to do a study on Sunlight Park, because that has probably, that was what's called a golf course subdivision in the 1920s, and that was one of the earliest ones in the state. Okay? Thanks.
Thank you.
And if you wanted to ask Tom, I'm sure he'd tell you what's going into the Green Avenue building.
Want me to do it now?
Yeah.
Now would be a good time.
Yeah, Tom will work. So far what we've done is cleaned up the condensation of the building, put a new roof over the garage section, and removed all the mold and other stuff going on in the building. We're in the middle of connecting to sewer and plumbing. That should be done in the next 30 days. So we have a meeting with the city tomorrow. And the goal is to turn it into a pop-up art gallery. So if you want to teach somebody how to blow glass, you move into the owner's unit. You have a full art gallery in the back, and you have two working spaces to work out of. It's a fun project. They do it a lot in Europe and a lot in different areas of California, which is where I'm from. Thank you.
Thank you. Trevor, I don't know if now's the time to bring this up, as it might be that, based on Jim's comments about Sunlight Park and that division, he had passed on a note from Rita Houston.
Sure.
That, talks about celebrating the 100-year anniversary of the Sunlight Park itself. That actual park was dedicated 100 years ago, next year, I think. And so a couple of things for the future for us to think about is maybe we should try and do something to support any efforts to just recognize the 100-year anniversary. Maybe there'd be a, you know, special plaque or a, you know, a picnic or something, some activity that we might want to think about holding next year in conjunction with that. And maybe Rita Houston may have old photographs, or we maybe Jim may know about the source. It'd be fun to kind of...
When she was a little kid and it was dedicated...
We'll let that pass. But again, she was mentioning how that, you know, again, that Sunlight Park division was one of the first homes with attached two stall garages. And she has an old copy of the first advertisement for those homes. She said it's kind of hard to read, I can imagine. So it is something to maybe put on our agenda for future meetings, is what could we do to recognize maybe the park, and then also talk about whether or not and how we might try and recognize that that district or
the old district
subdivision.
Those houses there, that's, you know, a lot of the great early Packer young guys were in there.
The house across the street from ours was owned by Ollie Lambeau.
Okay.
And so I don't know if it would include just the two streets that were platted first, Arrowhead and St. Francis, or whether it would include, you know, there's five streets.
Sure.
All of them. But that's something that we could discuss and talk about going out for bids, and maybe we could do some work on our own with your help. So I just want to, because if Trevor passed that on, I don't know, did you get a copy of this? Did y'all get a copy of that? He just sent it to me, I guess. There was a note to the village from Rita Houston, who is a resident historian. So that's that. So we can, that'll be an agenda item for
some. What I could do, too, is I'm on the Parks and Rec Committee, so I could share that with them.
Yeah. We'd have to decide.
Since it's a park.
Yeah, it might be an interesting project for us to, you know, up to now, what we've done is we've taken something that was given to us, you know, from that intensive survey in 2012-13, you know, and now we have a chance to kind of develop something on our own, so we want to have some input into how we'd like them or what we would expect from a consultant to actually put together something that would, you know, be worthy of recognition. So, any other comments on that before we? Sorry, I didn't mean to take all that time. We may not set a record for past meetings here, but thought it was good to bring it up. Item number 6: discussion regarding update of the nomination project for the proposed Robinson Hill Historic District. Trevor.
Just to let you know that Legacy Architecture has begun their work. They're right now they're doing their preliminary research and they're setting the preliminary district boundaries, which are, I believe, the same as what are shown in the intensive survey report. So not much to report, but just figured I'd keep you updated as we go along.
And the timeline on that is, what are the next checkpoints along the way?
I believe they think they'll have everything written and the nomination submitted to the state early next year, like February or March.
Mm-hmm.
From there, then we have to wait till we get on the state agenda.
Wait till they decide to.
Yeah. Right. So that could be. They meet quarterly, so, and they have a lot of projects that they review. So that could be 6 or more months from there. And then once the state approves it, the National Park Service has, I believe, 90 days to approve it.
Mm-hmm.
So that timeline is at least defined. But so I'm thinking maybe a year from now we'll have another district.
Which
regards to the Robinson Hill district. I'd like it if the consultant looked at to see if they could find the Thomas McLean home, because that was McLean subdivision. He was the first one up there to really start subdividing the land. So that was Thomas McLean's subdivision, and I believe his house was on right near Derby and Riverside. And so if that would be significant, and then everything developed off of the land that he sold. So he bought it just before, he probably bought it from the Robinsons. So the Thomas McLean subdivision and the Thomas McLean home, if it's if they can identify which was his, that would be great.
Thanks. Thank you. Any other discussion on item number 6? If not, we'll move on to item number 7, discussion regarding recap of Miramar Drive Residential Historic District Celebration Event. Trevor.
I believe most everyone was at the event, and very good turnout. Very nice weather, and signs are up, and all the residents seemed very happy. So I think it was, we even had someone from the press show up. So overall, I thought it went really well.
Seemed like everybody was enjoying the activity, and they stayed around long enough to have their picture, to get a group photo. Was there anything in the news or newspaper about it?
I couldn't find anything.
I didn't see it, but I didn't look. I looked that night, and because it was Fox 11, it was Channel 11.
Mm-hmm.
But must have been other news that took precedence, you know, like who knows what. So, did the photograph ever get put on the website, or were those not village staff that were taking? I don't remember who was taking pictures.
I believe it was shared on our Instagram.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it made it to the Facebook or not.
I think it was on Facebook.
Okay.
I remember.
Generally, if they're on Instagram, they're not
automatically
well.
Pulled it there.
But yeah, that's something that we'll definitely want to keep in mind when we're talking about the Robinson Hill. You know, that's a little ways away yet, but something just to keep in the back of our heads, that something neat to do, wrap up a project. And
yeah, it's a good goal to shoot for something like that, because that was, I think, well received.
Mm-hmm.
And you managed to unveil the street sign with to pull the sheet off or whatever. Yeah, it was good. Thanks. Move on to item number 8, discussion regarding projects and properties update, 535 Green Avenue. We've pretty much done that one. Anything else, Trevor, on this?
No.
Item number 9, next meeting date and agenda items. Are we on this?
You do have a record.
Pardon?
I think you do have a record.
Yeah.
I like these meetings.
Yeah.
It's dark already.
Yeah, the lights went off.
Yeah, the lights went off, and outside the lights went off, too. Are we on a 3-month meeting schedule, or every other month, or what do you see that would need
November
us?
November next month. It's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Thanksgiving, and the next month is Christmas.
Do we usually do like a combined one?
We have in the past, and we can certainly do that if there's something that comes up.
We've had it in mid-month, I think, mid-December or something, not the last month, last Wednesday of the month. But, is there any need to meet prior to next year?
I don't foresee anything, again, unless we get an application or something that comes up, then we can try and coordinate a date between Thanksgiving and Christmas, like we've done in the past. I do, however, want to try and take Jim up on his offer and try and coordinate something before that home. I think that'd be interesting to see. I'm guessing if the bank owns it, the power's off. So it's,
you have to do it on Sunday, whether it's on a weekend or in the afternoon, if, you know, next week, sometime around 5 o'clock, I could do it. You know, maybe next Thursday at 5 o'clock, I can just schedule an appointment and let, you know, open it up to whoever wants to see it. Does that work for that one?
I can't do Thursday.
I'm out of town.
Okay.
But I think it's a good idea to do that, because we may be needing to voice opinions or to offer support in case somebody says, yeah, I want to just bulldoze it.
Yeah.
And we should know what it looks like so we can talk about other options for what to do with that.
I was through it the other day. It's a fascinating building. There's not many of them in the country that would be like this. So it's really unique.
Sounds like it has some features that I'm surprised it's not eligible. We don't know for sure if it's eligible or not. It's just that
it was overlooked. You know,
it was overlooked, and they didn't, because they didn't take the biggest estate for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
The big property, big home with it, so they didn't look at anything else.
Yeah. So the one on the corner should be included as the individually eligible. That was the caretaker's house.
Mm-hmm. Those two
were there.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so we can take a look at that one's vacant. You know, it was vacant. She lives out of state, and she never got around to fixing it up. She always wanted to move back and fix it up, but she just hasn't gotten around to it. It's been that way for years. So, but anybody wants to see it individually, just give me a call. My office is around the corner. You know, and that's what we do as realtors, is put the word out there, and you never know who's going to want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Is there a time that might work for somebody?
Is there a time when I'm gone for the next 2 weeks? So
it's going to start getting cold. There's no heat, no electricity. You know,
I can do it before Thursday.
I can do it before Thursday.
I can do it, but I just can't do it Thursday, but I can do it
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Oh, let's do it Tuesday. Is 5 o'clock good? 4 o'clock? What's best?
4 or 5?
Five.
Tuesday,
5 o'clock.
Halloween's on Wednesday,
right? Can we meet there?
Yeah, we'll just meet there.
We can meet there, yeah. Okay. Good. Thanks for suggesting that and for sticking with it till we decided how to get together on this. We may be glad we did have this.
It's a fascinating property.
Yeah, yeah. I know I took a lot of pictures of it once, as we were taking pictures of homes that were potentially, you know, they weren't called out by the intensive survey, but there were ones. We had a short list at one time of 8 or 10 of them, and I remember it was photogenic.
Sure. It's a lot of fun, so we'll take a look at it, and you never know.
Good.
Okay, so I'll plan on being there on Tuesday.
Good. Trevor, can you make it?
I'll check, but I'll send the email, or I'll send the address out to everyone.
Okay.
Well, I guess you guys have it on the sheet here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good. So I guess we're not gonna schedule a meeting.
January.
Unless we want to schedule it in January. Should we schedule one in January then, knowing that we might, in the meantime, have an interim meeting if something comes up?
Sure.
So the 4th Wednesday of January.
Which I think is the 23rd.
Okay. I mean, that so far away I can't even can't think that far.
Don't have a calendar.
I don't have a calendar for that. Good. Item number 10, adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. We may have actually.
Yeah.
We came close. Even with me doing all the talk.
Motion
all the
second.
Talk.
Yeah.
And there's something up here you have to hit to stop it.